Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Christian author and speaker, Troy Black. We're praying that, as you listen, God will reveal His love, grace, and truth to you in a deeper way. After listening, don't forget to connect with Troy on YouTube and Facebook. May this message from Troy inspire you in your walk with Christ.
Hey y'all, this is Troy Black. So I want to share with you a prophetic word I believe the Holy Spirit gave me this week about the end times and the mark of the beast. So if you're a Christian like I am, then you probably have, you know, this desire to walk into the end times with your eyes wide open. You know, if you believe the Bible is true, the book of Revelation is true, then you probably don't want to be completely unaware of not only what is happening now, but also what is supposed to happen in the end times, including this thing that's in the Bible called the mark of the beast. And this is what I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to share with you today, is that as Christians, we have this desire to know, you know, what end times prophecies are being fulfilled, what's happening in the world today, you know, what the things that the Bible has talked about, if those are happening or not in this moment. Yet I believe, honestly, that we can miss the mark sometimes, and I want to share with you what I mean by that. But before I say that, I do want to say this up front. My heart is not to judge anyone. If you've seen my videos, you know that's not where I'm coming from. Honestly, I don't even like sharing messages like this. I'm literally just trying to share what I believe the Holy Spirit is giving me to share. So if you feel judged, please know that's not my heart. You know, and I don't believe God is saying this in a judgmental way to the body of Christ or anything like that. If you haven't seen the video I recently released, it's asking this question: how should Christians respond to conspiracy theories? And I got a lot of flack from that video. I got a lot of people, you know, kind of getting upset about it. And part of the reason was because that term conspiracy theories, they took it in a derogatory way, and that was not my heart. I did not mean anything derogatory by it. So y'all, please understand, if you're offended by anything I say in this video, that's not my heart. I don't mean to offend anyone. I'm literally just trying to be obedient to what God is asking me to say. So I'm going to jump right into it. Where I believe we miss the mark on the end time prophecies and on the mark of the beast and things like this is that we have a lot of curiosity, but sometimes curiosity is driven by fear. And sometimes it's driven by this desire to maintain control. But this is what I believe God is saying, is that He wants us to put control in His hands. It's not always wrong to know things. It's not always wrong to have knowledge. But if we're seeking to get as much knowledge as we can about what's going on so that we can feel like we're in control still, you know, so that we can feel like we can feel more secure, then I honestly believe we're seeking that knowledge for the wrong reasons, because God wants us to put control in His hands. He wants us to trust Him more than we know what's going on. You know, if there was a two buttons and God said, you can pick one, know what's happening right now, or trust me, God every time would say, hit the button that says, trust me. You know, and that's not saying that knowledge is always bad. You know, I'm not against every end time prophecy out there. I'm not saying that they're all bad or they're all wrong, or, you know, that's not this message. But I do want to share a very specific prophetic word I believe the Lord gave me. But before I do that, I want to read this verse, and it's from John 10:29. It says, this is Jesus speaking, my Father who has given them to me, speaking about believers, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. So this leads me up to the prophetic word I believe the Holy Spirit gave me this week about the mark of the beast. And it is this: God will not allow His children to be snatched away by a scheme of the devil or of man. See, a lot of times I believe the knowledge that people want to have about the mark of the beast is tied to this idea that if I accidentally take this mark, you know, or get this mark put on me or something like that, that I'm going to be rejecting Jesus and I'm not going to be saved anymore. But here's the truth I believe the Holy Spirit speaking to me is, you can't accidentally reject Jesus Christ. And this is what I believe God wants us to have instead of a spirit of fear, you know, that's leading us to try to maintain control, that's leading us to try to gather as much information as we can, that's leading us to move forward, you know, afraid of what's happening. God wants us to have a spirit full of faith, His Holy Spirit. And if we are just choosing to draw near to Jesus during this time, if we're choosing to listen to the Holy Spirit, man, we don't have to be afraid. And part of the reason we don't have to be afraid is, one, because God is taking care of us. Number two, because if there is something that we need to say no to, the Holy Spirit's going to be very clear about it. And he's going to speak to our hearts. And he's going to say, give us wisdom in that moment to know what decision to make. I want to read a really encouraging verse. It's Romans chapter 8. You've probably heard it, but you may not have heard it in light of this topic before. And so starting in verse 35, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This verse is saying that nothing is going to be able to separate those who the Father has in his hand from Jesus Christ, from the love of Christ. It mentioned things like angels, you know, demons are fallen angels, principalities. It mentions things to come, you know, end times events. There's nothing, if you are in Christ Jesus, nothing is going to be able to pull you away from his love. Nothing is going to be able to snatch you out of the Father's hands. And so when we look at things like the mark of the beast or end times events, Jesus does talk about recognize the signs of the time. You know, he says you should recognize these things when they are occurring. You know, he's saying let's not be blind to what's happening. But at the same time, Jesus is the same one that says, do not let your hearts be troubled. So if us seeking that knowledge is causing our hearts to be troubled, then we're filtering the knowledge through the devil's scheme, basically. We're filtering it through the wrong perspective, through the perspective the devil wants us to have and not the perspective that God wants us to have. And the perspective that God wants us to have is that we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. You know, it says nothing will separate us from his love. It says that he has overcome the world. And here's the amazing thing. Revelation, the book of Revelation is in the Bible, but it is only one book in the Bible out of 66 books. You know, some of us have made such a big deal out of it that we've made our whole Christian walk about end times prophecies and the book of Revelation. But God doesn't want it to be that way, or else he would have made the whole book Revelation. You know, God wants us to see what the whole Bible is about. The Bible, every single book in the Bible points to Jesus Christ. He wants us to make Jesus our focus, the love of Christ our focus. And yeah, these other things matter, but they don't matter as much as staying focused on the person of Jesus Christ, staying focused on the love of God and allowing his Spirit to speak to us. And like I said, to give us wisdom, but also to encourage us, to cause our hearts not to be troubled, no matter what times we're walking through. And I know that some people use this verse where they say, well, we shouldn't be ignorant of the devil's schemes. And please hear me. I'm not, if you've used this verse in this way before, I'm not trying to attack you. Man, I am not perfect at interpreting the Bible either. I need the Holy Spirit's help all the time. But I do want to show you what this verse is actually saying. And please, if you can hear it from a place where you know that my heart for you is love, my heart for you is grace. It's not judgment or anything like that. Please hear it from that perspective. So this is actually 2 Corinthians 2, 10 through 11. It says, and Paul is writing, he says, but one whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I did it for your sakes in the presence of Christ, so that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. The point that Paul is making in this verse is he's not referring to the devil's schemes as, you know, end times events or anything like that. He's actually talking about unforgiveness. And a lot of times the devil uses unforgiveness as a way of causing divisiveness in the body of Christ. And that's the devil's scheme. He wants to divide us. You know, Jesus, right before he went to the cross, a lot of times, you know, people on their deathbed, what do they say? They talk about the thing that's most important in that moment. Jesus, before he went to the cross, he prayed for unity, for his followers, for believers, for those who are with him as disciples and those who would believe in him later on, that there would be unity among believers. The devil is trying to divide those who truly are believers in Jesus Christ. He's trying to divide us with so many different things. But here's the thing. If you, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I can start the ball rolling today, but if you're watching this video and you disagree with me, I love you. I'm not, it's okay that we disagree, because if we agree on about Jesus Christ, about what he did for us on the cross, then we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And even beyond that, I want to be friends with you. I don't want to, just because we disagree with something, I'm not going to reject you and say, oh, we can't be friends anymore. And I honestly believe that's the perspective that God wants us to have as believers. That is the, the spirit of unity we're supposed to have in the body of Christ. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at that, y'all. I'm not. There are days when, I get mad at fellow believers and I have to repent and I have to ask the Lord to help me to forgive them, to do what Paul did here in forgiving my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
This is Troy Black. I pray the Lord is speaking to you through this podcast. We'll get back to the message in a second, but I want to take a minute to tell you about how you can support this ministry. I'm able to create videos, books, podcasts, and other materials because of faithful supporters who value my content and who want to help me share the gospel with as many people as possible. All I ask is that you would pray about becoming a part of the work we're doing. Learn more by going to troyblackvideos.com. I hope you're blessed as you continue listening.
Another passage that I believe applies directly to this issue is, this is also by Paul, and he writes this in Ephesians 4, 14 through 15. He says, "As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ." Paul is talking about here, he's talking about how there's going to be so many doctrines that pop up, so many different things that people try to put the focus on. And some of these things are from God's word. You know, some of the things in Revelation, these are true things that are going to happen either now or later at some point. And yet the problem is when we get carried away by these things and our focus, Paul said our focus should be on the love of God, on Jesus Christ, on the message of the gospel. That's where our focus should be. But when we get carried away by these other things, we get off course a little bit. And I believe God is asking the body of Christ right now to come back to the person of Jesus Christ. Yes, these other things matter. Yes, they are important. I'm not saying that they're not. And yes, there is information out there that's true. I'm not saying it's all fake or something like that. But in order to know what's true and what's not, we need to be listening to the Holy Spirit. And in order to be filtering all of the information through the right lens, we need to have our focus on Jesus and on his gospel. Jesus, he didn't tell us to go throughout all the world or even through the body of Christ and preach about the mark of the beast. And I'm not saying it's wrong to preach about that, but what Jesus said, the great commission that he left with his followers was, go throughout all the world and preach the gospel, the good news to all creation. And the reason this is so encouraging to me, that the main focus Jesus gives us is the gospel. Gospel means good news, is because not only do we need the gospel for salvation, we need the gospel every single day. I need the gospel every single day. And if the information out there is causing you to panic, or maybe it's causing you to live in a state of fear, or maybe it's even causing divisiveness between you and other believers, whatever it might be doing, if there's anxiety in your life because of it, that God is saying, go back to the simple good news. And the good news is just as good today as it was 2,000 years ago. The good news is that Jesus Christ died on a cross and he accepted the punishment for our sins. So like I was saying, when I get off course and I have to repent to God, man, I still make mistakes. Even after getting saved, I make mistakes just as much as anyone. I need his grace. But that grace is just as available to me today as it was when I first got saved, still only because of what Jesus did for me. Not because I'm living perfectly, not because I've gotten everything right, not because I have all the knowledge down, or all the doctrine lined up correct or whatever it might be. It's because I'm putting my full trust, my full faith in Jesus Christ. And when we choose to do that, no matter how long we've been saved, no matter how much we know, or how much we think we know beyond other believers, When we choose to focus on Jesus, to put our full trust in Him, God is going to do the same thing for us that He did when we first got saved. He is going to bring life into our world. He's going to renew us. He's going to strengthen us. He is going to redeem the things in our life that we've gotten off course about. Man, He's going to bring so much goodness where there was really actually evil going on in our hearts. He's going to bring so much life where there was death. He's going to bring so much hope where there was hopelessness. You know, a lot of times we look at the end times things and it can cause this feeling of hopelessness. And Jesus is saying you should never have hopelessness where the gospel can be found, because the gospel is the good news that always brings, it's the hope of the world. It's the hope not only that, the lost need, it's the hope that believers still need. It's the hope that we need to surround ourselves with every single day. So if you're listening to me right now and maybe you know that you've been in this place where any of these things apply, I just want you to pray with me right now. I'm going to pray a simple prayer of repentance, but also a simple prayer of just asking God to help me turn my focus back onto Him. Lord Jesus, I just thank You for what You did for me on the cross. I thank You that You love me so much that You've never stopped loving me. You've never stopped loving us, God. I just ask right now that You would help me to turn my eyes away from the other things that I've been focusing on, God. I just repent right now if there's anything that I've been looking to help me maintain control in my life, if there's anything I've been looking to find hope other than You, and if there's any information that I've been exalting over the message of the gospel, God, I just repent and I ask that You would forgive me, Lord, and I ask that You would help me to put my focus back on You. Help us to return to the cross, Jesus, to be reminded of what You've done for us, to be reminded of the grace of God, which is enough for us today, right now. And I just thank You for showing up in people's lives today while they're watching this video, for showing up in people's lives as they seek You, God, as they worship You, as they get into the Word of God and pray to You, God. I thank You for getting personal with us through Your Holy Spirit and giving us the wisdom we need, giving us the hope we need, reminding us of the truth of Your Word, Lord. I love You so much. In Jesus' name, amen. I really hope y'all enjoyed this video. If you want to find out more about my ministry and how you can support these videos, go to troyblackvideos.com. And also, when you go there, don't forget to get a free PDF downloadable copy of my book. It's called My Mess. And it just tells the story of me running from the Lord and how God actually, you know, like Jesus tells that parable of the shepherd leaving the 99 to find the one, how God went looking for me when I was in a hopeless place. So I hope you take a moment to download that book and to read it. I love y'all so much, and I'll see you next time.
You can connect with Troy Black on YouTube or Facebook. For more content from Troy Black, or to find out how you can support this ministry, visit troyblackvideos.com.